But my story is about batteries. I was listening to you saying about buying cheap batteries and kind of never getting your money's worth. But I've actually got a radio here, a transistor, really old-fashioned one that I've had since my 17th birthday. The present from my dad, and it's called a realistic transistor.
See, the Popkiss is my favourite brand name so far, Sheila, before you continue. Popkiss better, as we found.
Right, Popkiss, it's called a realistic portable receiver, this radio.
Okay.
The batteries I've had in it are Woolworth Long Life Alkaline batteries.
Yeah.
I've had them in, I'm now 36, and I've had them there since I was 19.
You are kidding.
I'm 19 years old.
No. You've had the same Woolies
I've never ever changed the batteries on the radio.
You have switched it on, haven't you?
even then they go mouldy.
We're just putting them in on their own is not enough. You have to use it.
And that stuff comes out of them, even if you leave batteries alone, because coming across an old salt or whatever, and you open it up and it's somehow fascinating and creepy to look in at you.
It's all scaly and obviously they don't make batteries like they used to.
I only looked this morning because you were talking about items to see what kind they were, because then you were talking about the Duracell versus
and the Popkiss.
Newsagent one. I looked and they're Woolworths, long life. And I haven't changed them since my 17th birthday. It was 19 years ago.
Wow, that is extraordinary. And Woolworths every year spend about $2 million on their Christmas advert, getting celebrities to make out it's Christmas in July. All they've got to do is come round your house and say, look, the Woolworths battery takes a licking, keeps on ticking. If they can nick somebody else's phrase.
I think a couple of heavies from Duracell went round and said about these batteries.
Exactly. We won't be ringing any more radio stations about those, will we? They're just ordinary kind of pin, you know, the ones you use for Walkmans and stuff.
Large ones. They're kind of, I'm just looking, it's a size
D, 1.5. I thought for a minute, I was just looking. I've had it plugged in.
It's got a best before date on it, actually.
Has it got a best before?
Yeah, it's a best before Jam 2000.
And they're still...
They're expecting
you've taken them out, though.
Huh?
You've taken them out to look.
Just now, to talk to you.
Yeah, and we'll put them back in again and let's see if it still works.
Okay.
You know, we normally say turn your radio down. We're going to ask you to turn your radio up and see if even after removing them, these batteries that went in there in 1980...
I put the phone down, hold on.
All right. So, hang on, she was 19 when she put them in.
No,
she's 36
years ago.
How long?
19 years ago. 19.
Of course.
Yeah, there she was 17.
No.
She was 17.
No, she was 19 when she put the batteries in. You were 19 when you put
I
the
batteries... 17. They're 19 years old.
They're 19 years old, the batteries, yes, I'm sorry. Okay, 19 years old. Turn on your radio and let's see if we can hear a separate in tuned into this station.
It's on, I'll put the phone to the radio.
Okay, here we go. Oh, I better say something. All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's play, let's put...
Can you hear?
I'm trying to see, there should be a delay that we can hear that.
Put on a different station.
Yeah, put it on a different station. I know they're going to sue us, but put it on one of the many other nitwits out there trying to earn a living. It's still working. Come on, ladies and gentlemen.